My mom's got this thing. We've been trying to convince her for years that her last name is Day. Because we'll invite her over and she'll say, well, you need to have your family time. I say, what's your last name? She said, well, Day. I said, then that makes you family, doesn't it? Well, yes, but you need to have this time. So then sometimes I'll call her and I'll say, Mom, you coming over for supper? Well, is Vicky expecting me? I don't guess it really matters. I'm inviting you to supper. You think she's going to throw you out? Well, okay, I guess I can come. Now, if somehow or another she gets there and Vicky happens to show some surprise, she's not sure she's supposed to be there because Vicky wasn't expecting her. What's your last name, ma'am?
Day.
Day, yes, that makes you family. You know? If we're expecting God to show up, because he says that he's going to, not because we merit it, not because of anything else, but simply because we're in the family. We're always welcome. But we could miss it. Like if my mother says, well, Vicky's not expecting me, I'm staying home. She's missed great dinners before because she just decided to stay home. Chicken, steak, good stuff, you know. It was all hers, but she wasn't expecting to be expected. Now, does that make any sense to anybody? Why would somebody do that to themselves? Well, now, why would we do that to ourselves by not expecting God to perform his word? And I tell you something, it's a comfortable thing to realize that it doesn't matter how many times we haven't gotten it right. God isn't keeping a record of that. He's just ready for us to get it right. He's just ready for us to receive the word engrafted until it is more real to us than anything else, and it's the most important thing. So that we learn, you know, the scripture says to say all those things that build up and encourage and help. Mm-hmm. Man, I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to do that so badly that. I need to have electric wires hooked to me and a shock go off whenever I don't do it until I learn not to do it. Because I don't have that all the way down pat, but I'm working on it. Because that's what I want to do. Because what I sow is what I'm going to reap. So if I'm going to tear up, I may as well plan on being torn up. There's a reason that the Lord said, hey, if somebody takes your coat, give them your cloak also. It's liberating. If we can do that, we can trust God for a closet full. But if we let our opinions and our attitudes and our vengefulness rise up and we speak those things, what are we going to get? We're going to reap what we sow. We'll have our coat and our cloak that are rags because we held on to them rather than the closet that God had for us. Because we expected him to do what he said. He doesn't get to do what he wants to do because we don't let him do it. May he remember your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. And that was, you know, I thought about what's the first thing that you think of? When a word like that comes up, may he grant you your heart's desires. So many times people, the first thing they think of is the heart's desires that haven't happened, that haven't been answered, that haven't come. And then if we decide that it was all our fault, then we're going to hammer ourselves because they didn't get to us and this and that and the other thing. I'm telling you, there has to be a place where we draw a line and we say, from now on, all my heart's desire.